Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss until 2. This show flying by. I was talking to my guy, City Limits, behind the glass, Austin Bechtold, who is now the full-time producer for the Starkey and Zeiss Experience. The show just flying by. We're already down to our final hour and change. We will end things today with Text in the City. I know that is Joe's new favorite segment. Austin says we have some nice text messages coming in, although one of them not very happy about fumbling the football out of the end zone that he shared with me during one of the breaks. So we'll have that to finish up the show today. Jeff Hathorn joins us in about 10 to 15 minutes time. What got Paul Zeiss off on that rant yesterday? Well, he put out a tweet, a report of what he was hearing, that the Pirates were in pursuit of Angels outfielder Taylor Ward. Now, Ward, a player this season, 89 games, 14 home runs, 44 ribbies, hitting .235, on base of .320, slugging .413. The OPS is .733, OPS plus of .104. You see that get put out there by anybody reputable like Paul, and I'm thinking, okay, well, hopefully there's some legs to this, because that would be interesting. And I'll say this. I will say this because a few people have debunked what Paul put out there. Robert Murray, one of those people at the national level. Noah Hiles with the Post-Gazette later came out and mentioned that the Pirates have told him, the front office people have told him, that they have, you know, sort of gotten initial interest, but they are not in hot pursuit of that player. I'll say this about what Paul said. I definitely trust that he had someone give him that info that he believes in, that he has trust in. And I'm sure the Pirates have made phone calls about a player like Taylor Ward. But the question comes with, how in are they really with the player? So I know that yesterday you guys got a lot of response to this, Austin. I know that Paul, obviously going off on his tangent, was not happy with some of the responses that he got, people just kind of calling him out as if he pulled it out of thin air. I do believe there's interest in the player, but the debate comes with how strong is that interest actually with Taylor Ward. I mean, it's like you see guys joke about it. Do you have interest in Taylor Ward? Well, I could have interest in Sydney Sweeney, but it takes two to tango here. Like, you got to wonder how strong is that connection between the two sides.
Sydney Sweeney's not hitting your line at all? No phone calls?
I'm a taken man,
that's
Limits.
Right. She knows that. That's why you're not getting any phone calls. Now, I mean, you're right on the takes two to tango thing. And it seemed like, you know, Paul was saying how they're very interested in it. There could potentially be a move there. I'm sure they've inquired on probably seven or eight other guys. And that's what I think Noah Hiles, Alex Stump, and a lot of the beat writers put out, that they're interested in Taylor Ward, yes, but no deal is close. Robert Murray of FanSided had said that as well. But the interest is definitely there. And it's also good to see a name come out that the Pirates are interested with control. And it shows that they're actively trying to be buyers, even if they ultimately might also be sellers with a couple of pieces like Martin Perez, the oldest Chapman, maybe Marco Gonzalez if he gets back and can throw a couple of games. I don't know what you could get for Perez after the last couple of performances that he's had. He had the one really good one at home, mm-hmm. I think on the 4th of July. But it shows that they're active. And they're willing to make a move. They're at least having the conversations, which I guess is a good starting point.
Yeah, I mean, and a player like Ward, I think, absolutely makes the team better as a whole. I mean, a player with an OPS plus of over 100, and he's actually done that in each of his last four seasons, if you include right now. However, he is somebody who's basically been either an injured or part-time player.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Through his first 7 years in the league. He's also already 30 years old, but I think in a way, I don't mind that, because I don't think a price tag for somebody of his stature will be super high. Already a 30-year-old outfielder, he does have some other versatility, and he's somebody who will hit around 20 home runs if he plays most of the season. He has 14 right now. He had 14 last year. The most games he's played, and the only time he's played triple-digit games, he played 135 games 2 years ago. He hit 23 home runs, knocked in 65, OPS of 833. His OPS plus was 134. You add something like that to a Pirates lineup who absolutely needs a jolt. Sure, not the biggest name at the deadline. You're not going to get Luis Robert Jr., but I would be satisfied with somebody of his stature, like somebody of his ilk. Maybe it's not the exact player, Maybe it's somebody that just fits that mold. But let's say for his sake, him being an example here, 30-year-old outfielder, you fix a lot of offensive problems. I'm not even worried what his defensive caliber is. We talked about Sawinski being a bad defensive player along with a bad offensive player earlier. They're already playing that guy. We're playing Michael A. Taylor every single day. We see him in the lineup, I would say, 5 or 6 days out of the week. Ward would be an instant upgrade to multiple outfield positions, depending on where you wanted to put him, besides Brian Reynolds.
He would be tied for 2nd on the team in home runs and would be 2nd behind Brian Reynolds in RBIs. I mean, you instantly add a guy who's productive and more productive than almost everyone on the team this year and just stick him in right field. He'll be fine defensively. He's a bat that you can add for the next couple of years, and it also lengthens the lineup a little bit. That's a huge problem with this team. 7, 8, 9 hitters are usually automatic outs, other than, I mean, maybe they'll combine to go 2 for 10 or 1 for 11. Who knows? So it gives you the opportunity to move a couple of guys down too, and more protection for guys like Brian Reynolds and O'Neill Cruz, as well as McCutcheon at the top.
Yeah, so, and again, given his age, I don't think it would be, oh, well, we want multiple top prospects of yours back in return. Like, I think it would be relatively light.
Well, and that's because you're trading for a guy who the production's there, but the talent in the ceiling isn't there compared to a Vlad Guerrero, Luis Robert, any big name that's on the market right now who's going to attract so much because of the potential that they have. Ward, the ceiling isn't that high, but he's still a productive guy that drives in runs and is kind of underrated. And that's the type of guy that the Pirates are best at acquiring and should try to acquire.
Yeah, I mean, I think really he's a player that would, I think a lot of people would say he has already hit his ceiling. I would think that if 2022 was his best year, you know, that's a nice season to put together. 135 games, you hit 23 bombs, you knocked in 65 runs, you hit 281, and your OPS was over 830. The OPS plus was over 130. That's a nice single season. That might be his peak. I mean, he could come in here and basically be an older and also lighter version of Brian Reynolds, like an under-the-radar outfielder that will give you solid production. You know, he won't be a superstar by any means, but somebody that can definitely produce and bring some much-needed offense to this lineup. The other name I wanted to bring up quickly, Austin, who is available as we get close to the trade deadline, somebody who does have maybe a higher trajectory when it comes to potential, that's Jazz Chisholm. Now, his numbers are actually pretty similar to what Ward has done this season. They both have an identical OPS plus of 104. His OPS, 739 on the season. He's hitting 256, 11 homers, already 18 stolen bases. So he has a chance to be like a 2020 caliber player, which are the goals and then some for somebody like, say, O'Neill Cruz. He's only 26. And again, somebody with some positional versatility, but the price might be a little bit higher in terms of return for a Jazz Chisholm.
Former guy that was on MLB The Show just a couple of years ago. The injuries have always been there with Jazz Chisholm. He's missed a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who it was that came on the show and said it to us, but it seems like the book is out on Jazz Chisholm. He is an inconsistent player who gets hurt, plays a pretty good center field and can hit, but he's not a superstar. He's not a star. He's just a very good player. And there's a fine line between very good player and star. And that might be beneficial for the Pirates in terms of what you have to give up to get him.
Yeah, he's another player who has only once played over 100 games. He did that back in 21, 124 games that year, 18 home runs, 23 stolen bases. He hit 248. So I know that not identical careers, but stacking up the best seasons of Jazz Chisholm and Taylor Ward to this point, Ward has had the better individual season. And honestly, I think given all of the different boxes to check here, I think Ward would be a player that I would be actually more excited about if it's just this year or in the near future. Chisholm is somebody you would go for, pay a higher price to, and then hope that this guy becomes a much better player. And I'm not saying that they will get either one. I'm not even saying they are hot and heavy interested in either one. Those are just two of the names that have got thrown around the last couple of days. Jeff Hathorn joins us in a few moments. We will chat it up about this series in Milwaukee. Also, the Pirates and Brewers getting set for action this afternoon. So Paul Skenes on the mound for Pittsburgh. He is a conversation alone that we will continue as the final hour of this show moves on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.